You are going to listen to a re-recording of the Unstoppable Teen podcast about bullying. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
You are listening to the Unstoppable Teen Podcast, episode number 26. My name is Kevin Mincher. Welcome to the show. In this episode, we are answering a question that came in via social media this week from Christopher, not his real name. We changed it to protect his identity. He is 16 years old. That's real. He wrote in to say, "I'm getting bullied and I have low self-esteem. The thought of going to school every morning makes it even worse. How can I overcome this problem?" Sadly, Christopher is not the only teenager who's struggling. I was in a few schools this week presenting seminars and workshops, and teenagers came over and asked me about the same issue. "I am getting bullied. What can I do to solve the problem?" According to research that was done relatively recently, bullying is teenagers' biggest concern right now. Above exam and test stress, above worries at home, peer group pressure, drug and alcohol problems, and all the other issues teenagers have to deal with, bullying is their number one concern and can take place both online and offline. It's a major problem. So what can you do if you are getting bullied? The first and most important thing is doing the same as Christopher: reaching out for help. When we are getting bullied, we isolate ourselves from the people that could actually help us fix the problem. There are many reasons for that. Sometimes the bully intimidates us into not saying anything. "If you tell the teachers, if you tell your parents, if you tell the police, then I will hurt you even more." That's the trick that they play. They try to keep you separated so that they can keep the control. We want to find help, but we just don't feel like we can tell our parents. Or we don't feel we can tell our teachers or somebody else. Maybe we're worried about inconveniencing them. I want to say to you right now, don't have those concerns. Don't give in to the threats of bullying. Don't worry about interrupting your teacher's life or your parents' or friends' life by asking them for help. You should also remember to stand tall and stay confident. Even if you don't feel strong, acting confident can help. Also, remember not to fight back. Reacting with aggression can make things worse, so avoid it. Another tip is to walk away. If a bully approaches you, leave the situation. And of course, take screenshots and save messages if the bullying happens online. You may need this as evidence when reporting it. Worst case scenario, talk to my team at the podcast. That's why we're here. We want to help you. People want to pretend they can ignore it, but that's not realistic. If we lived in a perfect world where bullying didn't exist and we didn't have to campaign against it, that would be wonderful. The problem is that I don't really think that's possible. As long as there have been human beings on the planet, there have been bullies on the planet. Let's have a quick review of the definition. Bullying is when somebody purposefully hurts or intimidates somebody else. That is, physically, mentally, or emotionally. When you think about it, the likelihood is that at some point in our lives, we have all been a bully. There has probably been a time in our lives when we purposefully hurt or intimidated somebody else. And the chances are that everybody on planet Earth has also been on the receiving end of being hurt purposefully or intimidated by somebody else. The thing is that human beings have got two traits programmed into our central nervous system, in our DNA. Those two traits are that we are both hierarchical and we are territorial. What does that mean when we say that? You are listening to the Unstoppable Team Podcast, episode number 26. My name is Kevin Mincher. Welcome to the show. In this episode, we are answering a question that came in via social media this week from Christopher, not his real name. We changed it to protect his identity. He is 16 years old. That's real. He wrote in to say, "I'm getting bullied and I have low self-esteem. The thought of going to school every morning makes it even worse. How can I overcome this problem?" Sadly, Christopher is not the only teenager who's struggling. I was in a few schools this week presenting seminars and workshops, and teenagers came over and asked me about the same issue. "I am getting bullied. What can I do to solve the problem?" According to research that was done relatively recently, bullying is teenagers' biggest concern right now. Above exam and test stress, above worries at home, peer group pressure, drug and alcohol problems, and all the other issues teenagers have to deal with, bullying is their number one concern and can take place both online and offline. It's a major problem. So what can you do if you are getting bullied? The first and most important thing is doing the same as Christopher, reaching out for help. When we are getting bullied, we isolate ourselves from the people that could actually help us fix the problem. There are many reasons for that. Sometimes the bully intimidates us into not saying anything. If you tell the teachers, if you tell your parents, if you tell the police, then I will hurt you even more. That's the trick that they play. They try to keep you separated so that they can keep the control. We want to find help, but we just don't feel like we can tell our parents. Or we don't feel we can tell our teachers or somebody else. Maybe we're worried about inconveniencing them. I want to say to you right now, don't have those concerns. Don't give in to the threats of bullying. Don't worry about interrupting your teacher's life or your parents' or friends' life by asking them for help. You should also remember to stand tall and stay confident. Even if you don't feel strong, acting confident can help. Also, remember not to fight back. Reacting with aggression can make things worse, so avoid it. Another tip is to walk away. If a bully approaches you, leave the situation. And of course, take screenshots and save messages if the bullying happens online. You may need this as evidence when reporting it. Worst case scenario, talk to my team at the podcast. That's why we're here. We want to help you. People want to pretend they can ignore it, but that's not realistic. If we lived in a perfect world where bullying didn't exist and we didn't have to campaign against it, that would be wonderful. The problem is that I don't really think that's possible. As long as there have been human beings on the planet, there have been bullies on the planet. Let's have a quick review of the definition. Bullying is when somebody purposefully hurts or intimidates somebody else. That is, physically, mentally, or emotionally. When you think about it, the likelihood is that at some point in our lives, we have all been a bully. There has probably been a time in our lives when we purposefully hurt or intimidated somebody else. And the chances are that everybody on planet Earth has also been on the receiving end of being hurt purposefully or intimidated by somebody else. The thing is that human beings have got two traits programmed into our central nervous system, in our DNA. Those two traits are that we are both hierarchical and we are territorial. What does that mean when we say that?